知行英语。Listen and share.
2 in room 217. The man himself seemed to be watching me apprehensively, waiting to see what I would do. He was solid enough, wearing dark clothing, and in the odd lighting, he appeared very pale. I had a stranger in my room, and I was scared. With a thinking, I rolled over to my right and hit the light. When I looked behind me, nothing was there. I was relieved.And turned the light out, thinking it was a dream. However, the second my head hit the pillow, my eyes were wide open, and I immediately sat back up and turned the light back on. Because in one brief moment, my brain came up with this question. If it was a dream, how come he and the rest of the room was out of focus? It was true. I'm severely nearsighted with the astigmatism to boot.I can't see more than 8 inches past my face clearly. Yet, when I dream, everything is as good as 20/20. When I had woken up, the ceiling, walls, the stranger was all blurry. I didn't have my glasses on. I wasn't asleep, so I couldn't see him clearly. He was wearing dark clothes, yet I couldn't tell if it was a jacket or shirt. He was pale.And that was my best description, because quite frankly, I couldn't tell if he was bald or just fair-headed. And his eyes were just two fuzzy black blobs in his face. I was freaked, but interestingly enough, I calmed down within 20 minutes, mainly because I realized that I sensed that whoever that was didn't mean any harm. In fact, there was an odd feeling that he was sorry.
那男人好像正担心地望着我，等着看我下一步要干什么。他长得很壮实，穿着深色衣服，亮光下显得很苍白。我房中有个陌生人，我吓坏了，没有多想。我像又翻身打开了灯，我回头却什么也没有看到。我松了一口气，把灯关掉，心想那只是一场梦。但我头刚一碰到枕头，我立刻就双眼大睁，赶紧坐起来把灯打开。因为那一瞬间，我想到了一个问题，如果那是梦，那个人以及房间怎么会是模糊的呢？没错，我有严重的近视，还有散光，我只能清楚地看到距自己8英尺以内的东西，但是做梦的时候，所有的东西都应该是极其清楚的。而我刚才醒来的时候，房顶、墙壁和那个陌生人都是模糊的。我当时没有戴眼镜，我没在睡觉，所以才看不清他。他穿着深色衣服，但我不确定究竟是衬衫还是夹克。他看起来很苍白，这已经是我最好的描述了。因为坦白说，我根本不知道他是否是个秃顶，还是只是头发变白了。他的双眼不过是脸上的两个模糊的点，我吓坏了。但有趣的是，我不到20分钟就平静下来，主要是因为我感觉到，不管那人是谁，他都没有恶意。实际上，我还有种奇怪的感觉，觉得他也为此感到抱歉。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
The man himself seemed to be watching me apprehensively, waiting to see what I would do.
那男人好像正担心地望着我，等着看我下一步要干什么。
He was solid enough, wearing dark clothing, And in the odd lighting, he appeared very pale.
他长得很壮实，穿着深色衣服，亮光下显得很苍白。
I had a stranger in my room, and I was scared.
我房中有个陌生人，我吓坏了。
With a thinking, I rolled over to my right and hit the light. When I looked behind me, nothing was there.
没有多想，我向右翻身，打开了灯。我回头却什么也没有看到。
I was relieved and turned the light out, thinking it was a dream.
我松了一口气，把灯关掉，心想那只是一场梦。
However, the second my head hit the pillow, my eyes were wide open, and I immediately sat back up and turned the light back on.
当我头刚一碰到枕头，我立刻就双眼大睁，赶紧坐起来把灯打开。
Because in one brief moment, my brain came up with this question.
因为那一瞬间，我想到了一个问题。
If it was a dream, how come he and the rest of the room was out of focus? It was true. I'm severely nearsighted with the astigmatism to boot.
如果那是梦，那个人以及房间怎么会是模糊的呢？没错，我有严重的近视，还有散光。
I can't see more than 8 inches past my face clearly. Yet, when I dream everything, it's as good as 20/20.
我只能清楚地看到距自己8英尺以内的东西，但是做梦的时候，所有的东西都应该是极其清楚的。
When I had woken up, the ceiling, walls, the stranger was all blurry.
而我刚才醒来的时候，房顶、墙壁和那个陌生人都是模糊的。
I didn't have my glasses on. I wasn't asleep, so I couldn't see him clearly.
我当时没有戴眼镜，我没在睡觉，所以才看不清他。
He was wearing dark clothes, yet I couldn't tell if it was a jacket or shirt.
他穿着深色衣服，但我不确定究竟是衬衫还是夹克。
He was pale, and that was my best description, because quite frankly, I couldn't tell.If he was bald or just fair-headed.
他看起来很苍白，这已经是我最好的描述了。因为坦白说，我根本不知道他是否是个秃顶，还是只是头发变白了。
And his eyes were just two fuzzy black blobs in his face. I was freaked. But interestingly enough, I calmed down within 20 minutes.
他的双眼不过是脸上的两个模糊的点，我吓坏了。但有趣的是，我不到20分钟就平静下来。
Mainly because I realized that I sensed that whoever that was didn't mean any harm. In fact, there was an odd feeling that he was sorry.
主要是因为我感觉到，不管那人是谁，他都没有恶意。实际上，我还有一种奇怪的感觉，觉得他也为此感到抱歉。讲解一下相关的语言点。
Come up with, 想出。我们可以说 somebody comes up with something. 比如说 he came up with a great idea just now.
他刚才想了一个好主意。这个语我们还可以用词组 occur to 来表示。但要注意这个词组的用法。我们一般说 something occurs to somebody. 比如说 a wonderful plan occurs to me.我想到了一个很好的计划。
How come?
这个片语实际就是 why 的意思，但和 why 还是有一些区别的。它经常用在你觉得奇怪而问为什么的时候。例如，你看到同学凌晨2点爬起来洗头发，很奇怪，就可以问他 How come? 此外，当别人问你一个问题，而你不想回答时，也可以说 How come? 相当于 Why do you ask that? 你为什么问那事儿？另外，在以 why 和 how come 引导的句子里 ，be 动词位置不一样。比如说，你怎么在这儿？可以说 why are you here？ 换成用 how come 来表述，就是 how come you are here。
To boot，
这个词相当于 in addition，besides， 意思就是而且。比如说， It was a long film and an uninteresting one to boot.
这是部冗长的电影，而且很乏味。
Mean, 对于这个词，我们熟悉的意思是意味着，但是这里表示的是意欲、打算。通常我们都说 mean to do。来看个例子
，I meant to go running this morning, but I overslept.
我今天早晨本打算去跑步，但是我睡过头了。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一曝十寒。